Hi, and welcome to Talking Politics on KBIA. I'm Kate Grimke. On this edition, we'll take a look at state legislation that could have a real effect on the lives of Missourians. Later in the program, we'll hear from legislators and workers about whether or not employees should be required to pay union dues, even if they're not part of the union. But first, since the early 1800s in Missouri, there have been laws against selling certain items on Sundays. These laws are called Blue Laws, and they were originally designed to give citizens and businesses a day of rest. But a motorcycle dealer in Kansas City is pushing to knock down one of the state's last remaining blue laws. KBIA's Justin Paprocki reports how Sunday motorcycle sales could soon be allowed.
Want to buy a motorcycle in Missouri on a Sunday? You can't. All dealerships are closed. Not by choice, but by law. This is one of Missouri's last blue laws. John Hurst, president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, says the laws were originally designed to prohibit the sale of non-essential items on Sundays, including everything from liquor to clothing to toys.
To enforce, so to speak, the day of rest on Sunday. But over the decades, over the centuries, you know, the state laws have changed to allow gradually some amount of work and some amount of commerce.
Missouri blue laws not only apply to car and motorcycle sales, but a bill making its way through at the State House could end that, at least for motorcycles. State Representative Mike Searpoy from Kansas City was surprised to hear that the Sunday motorcycle ban even existed when a Kansas City motorsports dealer approached him about changing the law to help compete with dealers right across the border in Kansas.
And by losing a day a week, it really hurts us, particularly when they can go just a few miles to the west to go to Kansas and buy motorcycles on Sunday. And in fact, a lot of their customers were doing that.
Hurst says the blue laws don't even prevent people from shopping on Sundays.
They just really, frankly, stop consumers from spending money and with local sellers, with local employers. You know, they can buy a lot of these goods elsewhere on the internet or, you know, in the next town over or the next state over.
Legislative battles have been waged over the Missouri blue laws since the 1970s. Restrictions on Sunday alcohol sales have gradually been loosened over the past 40 years. Searpoy says he remembers a time when blue laws in Missouri were more prevalent.
My wife and I, when we were first married back in the 70s, we used to go to Kansas on Sundays to shop because you really couldn't shop for much. And I used to work at a grocery store where they had to actually chain off the alcohol on Sundays.
Polished motorcycles, ATVs, and dirt bikes line the showroom floor of Larry's Motorsports in Jefferson City. Owner Larry Neal's store is only open 5 days a week, with Sunday and Monday off. Even if the bill passes, he says he's unlikely to change his hours. After all, mid-Missouri dealers aren't competing with other states. He says his customers will probably just wait a day to shop.
You don't have to have a four-wheeler. You don't have to have a motorcycle. You have to want one.
Ultimately, Neal doesn't think a change will make a difference for his business. But Representative Searpoy says many of his constituents want these laws off the books.
The old blue law way of doing things is just gone, and whether I like it or not, it's not important. That's just the world we live in today.
Searpoy's bill has gone through committee and will be put on the legislative calendar for debate in the House. With producer Matt Zuzulo, Justin Paprocki, KBIA News.
You've probably seen the billboards. They say right to work, wrong for Missouri workers. But what you might not have known is that these billboards are part of a national push for what's called right to work legislation. What it means is the right to work in a unionized workplace without paying union dues. 24 states have adopted this legislation, most recently Indiana and Michigan. It prohibits workers from being required to pay union dues even when a majority of the employees have voted to unionize. KBIA's Tony Nochem has more on this legislation in Missouri.
The country is divided on this issue. Half of the U.S. embraces the right to work measure, while the other half is against it or unsure about it. Six of the eight states bordering Missouri have already passed right to work, one of which is Oklahoma. Representative Bill Lant from Pineville sees a big difference between these two states.
Last year in the state of Missouri, we lost 53,000 union jobs. The state of Oklahoma gained 24,000. So something is going on in Oklahoma or right-to-work states that's not happening in Missouri.
Lant is chair of the Workforce Development and Workforce Safety Committee and has been working on the 12-person committee for the last 4 years. He says right-to-work is not an anti-union bill.
The other states that have adopted right-to-work policies have actually grown union membership. And the way that's happened is by those states attracting new industry. And as industry comes in, of course, the first people they want to hire are those who are the most well-trained and experienced. And in almost every case, those are the union people.
Representative Michael Frame from Eureka, another Workforce Development and Safety Committee member, opposes right-to-work. As a former pipe fitter in multiple states for almost 25 years, Frame says the measure would decrease wages.
I've seen folks go down to parts of Mississippi and were working for $12 an hour, union jobs, while up in Missouri they're making $28 an hour at the time. In Missouri, it has the opposite effect, where you have strong unions that demand fair wages for their employees.
Frame believes if you don't make non-union members pay service fees to their unions, it will weaken unions throughout the state.
If I'm not forced to pay at least a service fee for a valued service already being done on my behalf, there's going to be a lot of folks that say, I'm not going to pay. I'd love to pay for it, but I can't. Or I'm just not going to pay for it. And, you know, after a while, that will become a bigger and bigger issue. And eventually, there will be no money for representing you and your coworkers. We're not doing anything because you've completely defunded them.
However, Representative Lance says the number of unions has been decreasing over the last few decades anyway.
There were 500 union freight companies that hauled LTL freight when I went to work for the freight companies in 1980. Today, there are only two. So I can't see where right to work could hurt the unions any worse than the other factors that are bothering them.
Business manager Kevin King has been a part of the Roofers Union in Kansas City for almost two decades. He says it's unfair for people to accept union help without paying any fees.
Look, I'm not in it for self-gratification for me. I'm in there to work for my members as hard as I can and also my contractors. I guess the question is it fair to the other guys that are doing that and helping the union and knowing what they stand for and then having another guy possibly working next to them that doesn't?
Supporters of Right to Work are trying to get it passed by the Missouri legislature. That would then put it on the August ballot for voter approval. Tony Notrum, KBAA News.
For more about Right to Work legislation and a history of Missouri's blue laws, go to kbia.org. Thanks for listening to Talking Politics on KBIA. I'm Kate Grumke.